Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
We've got more with Grody.
Ben Johnson has shared with us that occasionally he, Ben Johnson, can be unpleasant on the old headset.
You could ask our offensive coaching staff. I can say some things on the headset that aren't too pleasant.
So I asked Declan Doyle, how does that manifest itself?
I don't know if there's anything that triggers it. I think anytime I don't see a different Ben, you know, some people may talk about that, like game day versus when Ben is in between the white lines, he's very serious about what's going on. There's, you know, there's got to be clear lines of communication for somebody in a normal job that might sound a little different than how you guys would talk to each other or something like that.
But different from another job, as in he can yell at you guys? Is that what it comes down to? Or
I don't know if you want
to be emotional.
Yelling if you want. I mean, we're communicating.
There was a clip a few weeks ago where they showed him, it appeared like he was saying into the mic, shut the bleep up to somebody. Is that just like, you know, just business for you guys? That's just matter of fact. Okay, I need to be quiet, move on. And
yeah, we're just rolling there. You laugh. I mean, it's like that might be weird when you look at that, and that's business as usual. That's
the equivalent of in a cubicle, just telling the next person, hey, do you mind quieting down a little bit?
Yeah,
I'm trying to work.
Man, I love it.
Declan wants no part of that conversation.
I would not like to be the person who says that Ben is angry.
Is there no way we can get rid of him?
Not without cause, Michael.
I have cause. It is because I hate him.
I would not like to be the person who says anything that Ben might not like me say.
I would not like to be the person that confirms what everyone thinks as we watch Ben on the sidelines.
That's just business as usual.
You are scum! I should fire you and burn down your friggin' house!
I'm not sure I want to work in this kind of environment.
Hold on a second.
Car accident. Oh my God, is he okay?
Hey! Hey! Now my watch! Okay, no personal phone calls! All right, I should smack you in the mouth!
Office politics. Sometimes I think this place is like Ally McBeal.
That's business as usual. Yeah, we're just rolling it.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you until 6 o'clock, and there's a lot of stuff that we have to get done. We're going to give away passes for the Cubs convention, so keep listening and keep this phone number in mind, 312-540-0670. It's a football Friday. You're listening to Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing and Electric. Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Alex is here. Tanny just won an award. That man is Matt Spiegel.
31-17 Bears was the prediction I gave to Cody Westerlin. I think it's a blowout on the lakefront, and we get to see the offense keep doing its thing and the defense show up strong against a very young and mediocre Giants offense, other than the young quarterback.
I am a little bit more conservative on this one than you. I don't particularly like the matchup. I think the Bears are the better team, but I don't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Quite like the matchup on this.
In terms of that D-line and all that talent there, Abdul Carter, Kayvon Thibodeau, Brian Burns.
They've got some guys, but they may also just be like, hey, we're only a couple months away from Cancun. We're not going to be invited to the party in January.
They're smelling the Hawaiian tropic.
I don't know if they are yet, but they could be. And if the Bears do enough early on, I think it could very easily turn into that.
I'm a Ben Johnson truster, man. Like when we were talking to Dave Wannstedt yesterday, and he was like, Coach, this guy doesn't do anything without a reason. Like Wani is marveling at the head coach schematically right now. That's fun to see.
All I would say is that Joe Flacco and the Bengals scored a whole lot of points on the Bears last week, and the Bengals defense offered zero resistance. While I think the Bears are better, I also expect that there will at least be an offering of resistance. I don't know if they'll actually resist, but at least they'll be like, should we try and stop these guys? Yeah, we should probably at least try for a little while to stop these guys. Where the Bengals were like, no, we're not that interested.
We're loaded up with football guests today. Dan Weider at 5 o'clock. Olin Krutz is appointment radio at 4. Alex Brown at 3:25. He's going on a boat. And maybe we'll go with him this time? I don't know.
Today would be the perfect day. I think, today is the last nice day of the year.
Dude, sun, roof, top, open. Today,
yeah,
while doing things.
I think this is the last, like, there are going to be a couple really, like, solid 50-degree sunny days, but I think this is the last nice day. So if you can work outside today, get out there. If you have a deck that you can be on that faces south, go be on that and enjoy a little bit of sunshine before it sets in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, because then that's that for and heading towards Sunday with possible snow still.
Yep.
That's what Lawrence Skilling told me the other day.
It's true.
Middle of turn the page.
So I was watching Thursday Night Football.
Whew.
It was a rough watch last night.
I bailed in the third quarter.
That's totally fine.
There was nothing happening in that game. They already did the almanac section, which I had never seen.
Yeah, I kind of like that when he tells stories about some of the. He's called all of these incredible moments in sports history.
They were showing him and John Madden with the gold jackets on, and Herb Street was wondering if he could get one. The answer's no. But, you know, it's an ABC ESPN thing, if anything.
Yeah.
But any hoodles, you watched and saw Bo Nix be bad.
Yeah, and the thing is that I'm not a Bo Nix believer, and that's okay. There are a lot of people who don't believe in Caleb Williams, and I get that. I understand that. I kept thinking about us in our discussions on Caleb, and I sat there last night on the couch going, I just want to get past this part. I want to get to the place where the court, you know what the quarterback is, and now it's a matter of, is there anything else around him that the Bears need to get better and tweak? I want to live in the space of NFL cities that have their quarterback position solidified. Man. And I started thinking about it, Spiegs. There's not a lot of those.
There never
including
is.
Denver.
Well, I think Denver's feeling pretty good about their guy.
I think they think that they've got their whole thing squared away.
So who are you talking about? You're not talking about the org. You're talking about the space that we live in.
Yeah.
Like a talk show host and our listeners, the viewers / critics of such things.
Would you mind if I ran down some teams and you tell me if their quarterback situation is solid?
I want to do that. I just want to think about it. It's interesting because our guy Ian O'Connell yesterday was talking about it and was talking about it in sort of the old school way that we have often, that it's often been discussed, that the quarterback is the great deodorant that can clean everything up because they think they might have that guy in Jackson Dart.
And I'm not convinced on that either.
I am increasingly less convinced on that than I ever was before.
But when I look around and I go, okay, you look at Denver and I'm still not there. I think Sean Payton probably is. So maybe you count that as they've got their quarterback situation figured out.
All right, so what's the exercise? How many teams feel like they can think about the rest of the roster instead of thinking about the quarterback? Or
yes.
or the fan bases can think about it like that?
However you want it. I just want to like start you thinking about who's got their quarterback situation solidified. All right? It's solidified for whatever that means. I'll start at the bottom.
For this year or for like this year and next?
For who has their quarterback situation solidified.
Okay, I'm trying to parse it.
Well, like define like the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers.
That's
solidified?
That's not solidified.
Well, okay, good.
We've
established parameters.
Right, so then we are talking about a multi-year thing, which I think is the way we should talk about it because that's how you roster build in the NFL. So that's why it's important. For like the next 2 to 3 years, even just call it, so you can build a roster.
Arizona.
Hell no.
San Francisco.
Yeah. I think they're rolling.
Alex, why are you shaking your head?
They signed him and they're rolling with him.
Because they're going to get old. They're getting old around him. And they have a lot of money invested in those old players. And I'm just not certain that he's the type of guy that once the talent level drops around him that can keep contending for Super Bowl.
So if you were a Niner fan, you're looking at when you can get out of that contract.
If you're a Niner fan, you're hoping your team wins the Super Bowl this year.
For sure. But I don't think you're looking at when you get out of it. You're thinking how you can win with Brock over the next 3 years.
I think that's fair. But if there's a chance to upgrade, you're definitely thinking about that.
Wow. The Rams.
Which is tough.
They're good now.
Yeah.
But
Stafford could retire any moment. He's 37. He's real good now. They don't have an heir apparent.
Seattle.
Oh, yeah, they're locked and loaded. They feel great right now. Halfway through the first year of Darnold's contract, I think that's a yes. He's playing MVP-caliber ball.
New Orleans.
Hell no.
Atlanta. No.
No, not at all.
Carolina.
No. No, not at all.
Tampa? Yes.
Tampa, yes.
With Baker.
Are you keeping track of the yeses? Alex, can you do this? For God's sakes, Alex. My God, write down
we'll
the yeses.
We'll need this in 3 years, yeah.
Inside this division.
In 3 minutes.
Minnesota. No.
No, I don't think so, no.
The Bears, well, we were talking about that. Detroit, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Detroit's locked and loaded, for sure.
Here's one. Green Bay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if Green Bay is a questionable and San Fran is a questionable, then we're really getting to a very tiny little number.
Giants?
I think the Giants feel, for right now, they feel like they got the guy.
Washington?
Yeah. They feel like they've got the guy.
Okay.
I know he's been hurt a bunch, and the numbers are not great.
Dallas? Yes.
Yeah.
Philly?
Yes.
There would be some people in Philly who would disagree with us, but I say yes.
Amazing.
Vegas?
I mean, that shows you how absurd the exercise really is.
Vegas?
No, Vegas is nowhere.
Kansas City? Absolutely.
Yeah, they're okay.
Chargers? Probably yes.
I think that's a yes.
Denver.
I mean, because the thing about, I think Denver's a yes. They got a kid on a rookie deal. They just made the playoffs. They've won 7 games in a row. Yes, there's bumps and bruises, but they like it. Yeah.
Tennessee.
No.
No, God, no.
Not at all.
Houston. You would have thought yes.
Man.
They're 3-5.
I know. He's got the 11th best QBR in the NFL on the season, but it's not it's not feeling as solid as it was. I'm sure the phone lines in Houston light up if you say Stroud's not the guy.
Jacksonville?
No. No. Amazingly enough, Jacksonville feels like Arizona. Like they paid him because it was time and they're still not sure.
Indianapolis. The answer is no.
Well,
even though their guy is playing really well this year.
That's the same as Darnold, although less. That's less. No, Darnold at least did it last year and is now doing it this year. Yeah, I guess you can't say Indianapolis.
Cleveland.
I kind of want to say Indianapolis, but it's a little
early. But as a yes.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
Oh, hell no.
Cincy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although he's missed a lot of games.
He's been comeback player of the year twice.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, obviously. Pittsburgh. Yes. No.
No. For now, but no. And for this year, but no.
And obviously, one more conference or division. Jets. No.
No, hell no.
Miami.
No.
Buffalo, obviously.
Yes.
New England?
Yes.
Probably yes.
Oh, I think definitely a yes. They feel like they've got their guy. So how many yeses is that? Alex?
What did we get, like 10, 11?
Alex was out late. He was at his made-up charity event last night, so he didn't have dinner with us.
It was not made up.
Yeah, he made it up, so he didn't have to go to dinner with us. So painful.
You know, I thought about it last night. We could have just gone to dinner, Speaks.
I think we got 13 yeses, guys. 13 yeses.
Okay, so...
That's more than Lawrence probably thought. You'd probably fight 10. Against a few, right?
No, I think that's a fair number.
We're debating somewhere between 10 and 15.
Okay. Half the league. Less than half the league.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.